Don't look under the internet.
If you had done that, would you have prepared?
Probably.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike, you've got what you've got now. So
we'll see how this goes anyways, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Welcome.
Okay, well, there's four of them here. I think.
This is Nervous Michael because I was not prepared for this aspect of it. I thought it was going to be a live episode.
It is.
It is.
Without the recording aspect it's, happening.
That is not. It that, that I'm, not. I'm, not that. Huh? No.
Apparently not. That's okay. It's okay.
I'll manage.
So we've been going on. Yeah. This would be a weird one because we're recording this 12 hours into our 24-hour.
Yeah,
my favorite
for those
part
who didn't
is
make
that
it out or my, did. Hello,
my favorite part is that if he thinks if he closes his eyes, everybody else will just disappear.
He's probably not real.
He's reading a document.
I taped to my
eyes. He's got a teleprompter in his eyelids.
No, it just helps me focus. So yeah, this is Devastator said, "Do Vegeta more." Yeah, we might have to. You might hear weird voices because we're taking donations as
we
record this.
We might
do
weird things mid episode,
yeah, so
that require you to see us, but
mind with us a bit, but
because right now we got a $10 donation and we have to talk in weird voices.
We're gonna do that in the middle of the episode.
We're doing it right now
just for a minute. I think like sentence or so
it does say for some time.
And they want me to do a Vegeta, so I gotta really channel that inner
open her up with Vegeta.
I made a short list of mine.
Yep. Okay.
Really write some down.
I don't know why I have the headphones on. They're so useless right now.
I was thinking maybe we could do an episode that we didn't record, but here I am. I was wrong, you see.
And now we're recording.
And now we're recording, but that's okay. So we're going to move on to our topic today. My whole race has been destroyed by the evil villain Frieza.
Stupid monkey.
And I don't like him very much.
Michael.
That's all I can do. My throat is dead.
Yeah, no, that's enough.
I did a little Kermit for a little while, but no.
What's the topic?
So we're going to talk about a topic that is very interesting to us.
Do we have any housekeeping at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
do we have anything we want to do beforehand?
This is going.
Did I check?
Have we ever done this before?
Housekeeping.
Clap above your head. Okay.
There it is. Cut me a fucking break. It's 12 hours.
I don't think I've ever stayed up this long before.
We have Queso Iraq. That's actually cheese Iraq.
That's not bad.
That's actually a fun one. Mr. Giggles.
Yo, that Mr. Giggles has been in the chat all day just dropping money bombs on us. Yep. Fucking props to him. And by money bombs, I mean charitable donations
fourth
to
wall?
The Cancer Society.
Yeah. Members on fourth wall, dude. We have Mike Sucks Dicks. 4269. Forgot that existed.
Best name almost so far.
Forgot that existed. Thank
that
you.
Right in the line.
Yeah, that's that's like 12.
If you would like to become a member and get bonus content and hear me shout out names that are apparently very mean to me, you could go to patreon.com/dilutipod or our website at diluti.com. Boys.
Oh, boys.
Matt.
Yeah.
Doug.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jason.
Hi. Hello.
Viewer. Are we editing video with this? Or is it straight audio?
I don't know.
I don't know how
that
works.
I'm not. We'd have to rip it from the live stream. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Viewer, me.
Maybe we'll need a week off after this.
The live stream, maybe we should just leave it in the live stream and just only upload it to Spotify.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense for sure.
So we don't have to edit it.
Check the live stream. Maybe we can like put those like pins in it, like where you like can chapter stuff. And, like here's the live episode.
Well, if we're doing that,
we'll probably do it that way. Yeah.
Okay. So we have we've been drinking a lot of Liquid Death lately. They haven't sponsored
us,
but they have liked something of ours on Twitter. pretty much counts as a sponsorship. So I'm going to say that we've been sponsored by Liquid Death.
One of us they sponsor this content.
Yeah.
Basically.
So they have a drink that
everything
you like.
Everything we say is their express opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We are representatives.
Can we get sued now for that?
We own Liquid Death.
We can probably get sued.
Yeah.
Probably. I take
it's a joke.
April Fool's joke. Day.
Anyway, maybe. But Doug, Liquid Death made a drink. They had to change the name, but you liked it. It was called the Armless Palmer, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Armless Palmer, but now.
So what we're talking about tonight.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Wow.
They help people in a situation where they may be armless.
That was okay. A fucking all right. Fantastic.
Top tier boots.
Where is this kind of goal goofing every Tuesday?
You just gotta
put the pressure on him real hard. Yeah. Make him nervous.
You gotta tighten the screws. Make me like anxious for
tighten the gesticles.
About 45 minutes testicular straight. Systems. Yeah,
yeah. The gesticles.
I've had nothing but anxiety for 45 minutes straight right now for some reason. But today we're talking about a topic. It's called. And I don't know if I'm going to butcher this or not, but ephemeral sensations?
Ephemeral.
Ephemeral. Ephemeral sensations.
What's the definition of that word, Mike?
I don't know. Jason, do you know? You're a smart
guy. Yeah, it's lasting for a short time. That's one of them. Otherwise, it has to do with, like, feeling.
Short-term sensations. I prefer lowered expectations myself.
Oh, right? Hey, got him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is an interesting thing. I found it on liveleak.com. I'll talk about that in a second. And from there, we kind of just did a little bit of an investigation and went into quite the rabbit hole into this whole.
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was 100%. This is kind of different than a lot of stuff we've looked into.
Yeah, it gets very fascinating, very convoluted. So if a lot of it doesn't make sense, bear with us because it's the information that was given to
us. It's difficult to put this back together, too.
Yeah, because it's like, been like scraped.
It's very spread out across the internet and a lot of places where it was.
It's been scraped thin. Like,
well, yeah.
Not enough butter on bread.
It's hard to find without using other websites that allow you to, like, you know, go back in time and shit. Jason was the one that found this whole thing. So, like, we've just kind of, we've done our own research and just kind of are now mushing it all together. So. Here we go.
Yeah, this one was a weird one. I didn't really know how to like classify this.
There wasn't a good way to outline it.
No, fuck.
There was no. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but we're gonna do our best to make sense.
Well, we're also start with this, but the beginning. Am I right, fellas?
From the top,
smell us.
Right. Where is the drawing, Mike? Where could you find this?
I found this on LiveLeak.com.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. So here's the reason being.
What were you doing on live when you stumbled across this? Yep. Is my question.
So I've been trying to look for content that is off YouTube, but in somewhere where like more
edgy.
Yeah. Because like, think about it.
He was looking for two girls.
We've covered a lot of shit, but it's got to stay in like the YouTube censorship. So like a lot of it, like you can't like say like curse words that often. They have to pull back on the gore aspect. And sometimes there's things that YouTube will censor. Like sometimes they'll have issues with certain pieces of music that would fit in with certain stories.
You can't just casually scroll on YouTube and see a beheading video.
Right, exactly.
So I'm not looking
what you're
for that.
Saying the good shit.
You know what? Yeah, there's a chance you might if it got posted there in like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But so I was looking for like just. I feel like you could find more obscure shit on LiveLeak rather than just on YouTube.
Okay.
So I was looking on there. And I found this whole thing. It was basically a catalog of four videos. Okay. And it was under this catalog called the ephemeral catalogs. Okay.
Okay. I gotcha.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to break these down, but essentially what I'm gathering from this is it looks like four, like, I guess like early 2000s-esque commercials. I don't know how else to say it other than that. They just give off that vibe that like they're from the early two triple O's.
I love 2000s commercials, and I say this because I will literally watch YouTube videos of just like old school like, videos like that. And like there is a vibe, like they just did not give a shit.
It's
back
very
then.
Weird.
Like,
mindless consumerism.
Yeah, like
plastic shit.
Pay us four payments of $39.99 for our toaster. Like
you want plastic
like,
to organize your plastic?
It do be like that back in the day.
But place your liver with ours.
But we had these commercials seem to be advertising for a biotech company called Ephraim sensations. And this is kind of how they go. I'm just gonna give like a brief description of them each, because in these videos, there's not a lot of action that happens in them, but I think the videos themselves are just kind of interesting. So the first one starts off, it's like the ending of the show Everybody Loves Raymond.
What?
Yeah, it's like the ending of the show. Like the show is ending, and then it fades to black, and then it opens up to the commercial.
Oh,
and it's
gotcha.
This woman
okay.
in a lab coat.
We got
and
a $10
like,
donation.
Hell yeah!
I think you wait till I'm done describing
I'm
this
sorry.
One.
I just read no, the title of Mike's notes.
it's been 12 hours.
Aren't you going to talk like you're the prince of all
I
saints?
Can't right now. My throat will give out.
Do an easy one.
What?
Do Mike.
Do an easy one. Oh, sorry. Sly Sky Seaman donated $10 on Fourth Wall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Seaman.
I will do Squidward. I know you did Squidward, but I didn't. So,
anyway.
You gotta get angrier.
Anyway. It cuts to a woman in a lab coat talking to the camera. SpongeBob. And she mentions the ephemeral sensations. Which this company is special. I can't do the voice. This company apparently is a company that is specializing in researching gene therapy for people like amputees, those born with birth defects, and those just in general need with other conditions such as like blindness, deafness, and even in need of like organ transplants. Their goal is apparently to cure those in need and to heal them of their trauma. That's pretty
noble.
Much it. It's like short, sweet, to the point, and then it fades out with the logo for
Frumble.
Yes.
And
Frumpy Trundle.
Yeah, Frumpy Trundle. And then
it goes back to like you're watching fucking the U.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
It was like almost like a cutout
yeah,
from like a TV program.
Exactly, it was like a commercial,
like a little like info segment in between.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The second one, it starts off again with our woman in the lab coat.
I was struggling. I was like, what does Everybody Loves Raymond have to do with this?
That's just what happened in the video.
Got it. Okay.
But it starts off again with the woman in the lab coat, but this time she's explaining one of the specifics of one of the treatments that are currently in progress. This is with a man named Joseph. He was a veteran who lost one of his legs. Apparently in this, they mention that they're working on ways to help him actually obtain the ability to walk again through trial flesh replacements.
Through what?
Trial flesh replacements.
Just go okay.
Now, we get a little bit of a monologue piece from Joe, and he hasn't started the trials yet, but it's like him, like, he's like in like the...
Oh, he's the scrubs or the
yeah,
patient gown or whatever.
Yeah, he's in like in the patient gown.
Yeah.
And it's him basically talking about how excited he is that this company is wanting to work with him. And he mentions how like he's very thankful for the program that they put him in. Because with how his financial, issue is, he's like, there's no way I would have been able to afford this without
if you just mumble it, they won't know you're saying it right.
Yeah. Yeah. if I just cover my mouth, I'm good. Someone else will say it and blurp over me.
Just mouth
just
it. Mouth it.
Yeah.
And one of us will say it. Ephemeral.
There you go. But he's just like talking it up, and he's like, I'm really appreciative. I'm really excited to be able to hopefully walk again. And then it cuts back to our lady in white, and she's just like ephemeral, like, hey, we're doing the thing. They got a slogan. I forgot it. I wrote it down somewhere. Hang on. It was a better company for a better tomorrow.
Yep.
So it's just logo, a better company for a better tomorrow. And then it fades away.
Company.
Video 3, here we go again with the lab coat woman. She's talking about the benefits of ephemeral research. Not only are they making advancements in the medical field, but they're also looking into the oncoming virtual reality like boom that they expect is going to be taking place. They said they are looking at ways to make virtual reality a more immersive place for players.
Mm-hmm.
The video then goes on to show, and this shows that it's like an early 2000s-esque thing because they didn't know what the fuck virtual reality was back then. it shows a man playing like a game of like virtual tennis. You know, those old where like he's just like on like a shitty like tennis.
Yeah.
Is it
like it's the actual, they need the full tennis court anyway, but it's like VR.
Yeah. And he hits a ball and he's like, wow, it's just like the real thing. And then he's like, he like goes like this. And then it shows him like taking off like a helmet in his house. But nice. He's like, whoa, like he's like flabbergasted that he's playing tennis for real. And then again, it cuts the logo and it's a better company for a better tomorrow. The last one we get. This one starts off with a disclaimer, and it said, due to public outrage, this commercial has been cut. This is just for department files. I'm like, okay, what are you typing over there?
No, it's fucking worry about it.
I'm doing your performance review.
So we do not open up this time with the lab coat woman, but we do hear her. She's kind of like monologuing over a little bit. It opens, it's basically her just going, ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
A better company for a better tomorrow. And then it opens up in this house and it opens up to a man and he comes, he's talking to the camera and he's not in the room, but he's talking to the camera and he's like, oh man, that was great. And he like walks out into like out of this doorway and the doorway doesn't have a door. It's got like those beads hanging down.
Oh, okay. Like the 70s like divider.
Yeah. And it's got the beads that are come down. He walks on, he's just like in a robe. And
dick out?
He's, dude, basically, and, just wait, basically, and he comes out of his room and he talks about how great his sex life has gotten ever since his implant. And he thanks Ephemeral for the procedure. And he's like, ever since I got the procedure, the ladies have been all over me. And then this lady like walks out of the room. She like walks out of the room and she gets a little kiss on the cheek. And she's also like, yeah, thanks, Ephemeral. Like,
call me.
Yeah, thanks, Ephemeral. The implant was a success. And they like look at the camera. They go do that little like kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yowza.
Yeah. The commercial then ends, but there's like no logo this time around, and it comes up with that that review thing again, and it basically says this ad did not pass with peer review and will not air. Please disregard this ad; it is for file purposes only. As this is on the screen, you do hear the man in the background, and he starts screaming, and he's like, "Why is it doing that? What is happening? Why is it doing that?" Then it cuts to black, and if you look at the description for the video, you'll see this link to it's like a WordPress or like a document kind of thing, and all it says is public interest and interest on Ephemeral was going extremely well until the incident. Doctors have been researching ways to bypass the issues that have been coming from recent procedures. Disregard any further surgical what's the fucking word I'm looking for? I forgot it.
Basically, they want to stop. They want to stop going forward.
Yeah, thank you.
This is not
you.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, disregard any further surgical tests. Requests. Thank you. Yes. I didn't write that. I just wrote down fucking bad doctor note.
It's a good thing I work in the field.
Bad doctor, bad work.
But that's really all we get from this bit. But from the sounds of it, you guys found a little bit more.
Yeah, so okay. I was able to locate a couple different things. So I was kind of more focused on like the actual like press around this kind of like this lab, and like what they were kind of doing in general. And I was able to find a YouTube video uploaded to this like fucking random website that's like not on YouTube anymore. And basically, it looked like when it was posted, it was like somebody was filming a YouTube video, like they were watching it, you know what I'm saying? Like on a computer.
Oh, okay, like
whenever.
Yeah.
And the name literally said Ephemeral Chronicles, like it was like a documentary or something. And the title of the video is called Unveiling the Secrets Inside Ephemeral Sensations Groundbreaking.
Can you read that like... Revealing the secrets.
Like, no, we need another $10 dono. I forgot about that voice.
Secret number 15.
Oh, groundbreaking research. The content in this video starts with an introduction from Ephemeral Sensations. and it basically, it's like a like 2 or 3 minute video. Like it's super short. But basically it highlights like these little bullet points of the research that's led by Dr. Paul Fish and Dr. Andrea Rossi. And these two are, I guess, the head of this laboratory, right? So, and they did most of the research that Mike was just talking about. But viewers are taken on a virtual tour inside this like research facility. And it's showcasing the laboratories. It's like bustling with activity. There's like, you know, people in their lab coats walking around and like looking very professional, doing like doctor, like doing scientist doing things. Science, you know what I'm saying?
It's very test tube full of green
it's very,
liquid.
Like, too
yes.
good to be true. Like you're watching, like just I don't know. Like it just seems like
Aperture Laboratory.
Yes.
Oh it, yeah.
That is exactly like yeah. they're like the science we're doing is fine.
Johnson
yeah. Life but, gives you lemons.
Yeah.
Make life take the lemons back.
Make orange juice. Yeah, but so like it has like these like quick interviews with some scientists providing their insight to their work. And they mentioned that they're doing a lot of cross germinating with fungi. And it's
cross germinate with fungi all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You had to find out this way.
But they're basically talking about how this application can be good with gene therapy. And as the video progresses, attention is drawn to it almost seems like they're hiding something, or like there's like a secret, you know what I'm saying? Like when you watch it, you can tell that they're just,
it's like overly happy.
It's like, yeah,
it's the man's penis?
It's like they're all on just like a massive amount.
Yeah, his penis.
That's what's alluded to. For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's just very like hunky dory, like, this is the good science we're doing.
And, not the bad exploding penis.
Nothing bad with this science.
Take him to the explosion.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
Burped his dick to
he
you.
Burped his dick to
Yeah. But I don't know how to get out of burping a dick to you, so. I'm just going to go, okay, so the next thing I have, I was able to find a newspaper article that was actually written, like, it almost reads like a conspiracy theorist.
Like Joe
was
Rogan.
Like, I got to find out what's going on here.
Alex Jones it.
Yeah, and this is from the Sentinel Gazette, and it says, the enigmatic ephemeral sensations unraveling the conspiracy theories. In the corridors of scientific innovation, one institution has emerged as a focal point of intrigue and speculation. Nestled away in the public eye, this research facility led by Dr. Paul Fish and Dr. Andrea Rossi has become the subject of numerous conspiracy theories, with whispers of hidden agendas and covert operations permeating the scientific community. At the heart of these theories lies the clandestine nature of ephemeral sensations' internal operations. A recent expose delved deep into the institution's hidden agenda, shedding light on the secretive practices concealed behind closed doors. Through a combination of investigative journalism and expert analysis, evidence surfaced suggesting that critical information is being deliberately withheld from the public. Central to the speculation is the Institute's work with cross-germinating fungi, touted as groundbreaking research aimed at stimulating nervous responses and revolutionizing gene therapy. However, interviews with whistleblowers has cast doubt on the transparency of their endeavors. Reports indicate questionable practices with the research, fueled with, you know, true motives and the two doctors. So, one of these like whistleblowers basically said they're like quoted in here, but basically they like wrote like a small synopsis of like what one of the whistleblowers, this Dr. Cassandra Reed, said. And it says, amidst the shroud of secrecy, enveloping ephemeral sensations, disturbing allegations have surfaced regarding the utilization of amputees in their research endeavors. Unsubstantiated reports suggest that the Institute ostensibly conducting groundbreaking studies with the germinating fungi may be exploiting the sensations of residual limbs and amputees. Whispers of ethically questioned practices abound, insinuating that individuals who still perceive sensations in their missing limbs are being subjected to covert experiments aimed at creating phantom limbs. And these chilling rumors hint at the manipulation of the neural pathways of amputees to induce these sensations corresponding to artificial appendages. While concrete evidence remains elusive, the emergence of such disconcerting claims only serves to deepen within the enigma surrounding the lab and the true nature of its pursuits. So it sounds like what they're doing is... You listening to something real hard?
Yes, sorry.
So it sounds like what they're doing is they're doing this fungi testing on these like amputees, and they're reporting like phantom limb syndrome. But the craziest thing that I found was in this article, if you like look into this Dr. Cassandra Reed, you'll see this like lab document. And literally it's kind of wild. So it says, it's the date is redacted, but subject ES1398-001, research facility, ephemeral sensations. And the experiment title is neural response modulation in amputees. I'm not going to go over the whole document. It's kind of lengthy, but the procedure says a 45-year-old male with a history of left lower limb amputation due to trauma was recruited for the study. The subject underwent a series of neurological assessments, including a sensory mapping and neural imaging, to elucidate the neural mechanisms underlying residual limb sensations. Concurrently, the subject received controlled administration of cross-germinating fungi extraction aimed at stimulating nervous responses. And the observations are... the subject constantly reported sensations resembling those of a missing lower limb despite its physical absence. So basically saying, hey, I still feel this limb that's gone that you guys took, right? And additionally, the subject began to express an unusual sensation of limbs that did not belong to him, describing that he was feeling other limbs from other patients in the lab.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so like they took somebody's arm and like they could feel their arm. That like other arm.
Oh shit.
So basically what they say is
my
that
tense pinky feels
did they like intend for this to happen, or was this just like something that randomly started?
I don't occurring? Think they intended to do this. I okay. think they were just like, what happens
what's the
this?
Reverse of phantom pain? Well, I guess it's still phantom pain.
Phantom pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they said is that
I guess you're not wrong.
Sensory mapping revealed a localized neural activity corresponding to both the phantom limb and perceived sensations of external limbs, suggesting an altered perception of self and others. So
what?
Basically, the neural imaging indicated heightened interconnectivity in the, I don't know what this is, the somatosensory cortex. I'm sure it's part of the brain.
Somatosensory, yeah. It's basically what allows you to interact with the world around you.
But it kind of seemed like these people that are undergoing this like special fungi treatment are like kind of hive minding phantom limbs.
So okay. If I'm understanding that correctly, what you're saying
there's
is
there's a lot of words that I said.
They get this procedure done, right? they get amputated and then they go through this gene therapy that these doctors came up with.
From what I've read, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Okay.
And then afterwards, once the limbs are gone,
they
not only can still feel their, like, let's say you get your arm removed, they still feel that arm, even though it's gone.
Gone.
But now they actually have the sensation of other people's limbs as well.
Like, can they feel them moving?
I'm very prepared, Mike.
It's a lab write-up, so it's not really super detailed. Fair. But I was just but basically, it seems like in the conclusion, they were like, yeah, we need to keep testing. Like, we need to keep figuring out how this works and stuff like that. So it's really weird. That's all I was able to find. I didn't find much because I was just trying to figure out, like, what the fuck was going on in this lab for the most part.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And it's kind of wild, actually, like, that you can see this information.
If I thought that I fucking felt someone else's arm, like that was in a different.
I'd be very concerned.
What if you could feel someone else's butt? Like you're like, oh, they're taking a poop.
And what
like
if you could
feel the poop coming out of
would
the door?
Would you feel the other butthole?
Like
two buttholes.
Would your butthole react?
Would it open around the poop that isn't there? And then like,
I could feel you like imagine that's not going to happen.
Getting tricked into thinking you're shitting.
Maybe you would you shit yourself? Dude, what if you connected to other people's buttholes in the hospital and then you suddenly gain the power to make other people shit themselves just by like forcing yourself?
Hey, what's up? And I'm going to make you shit your own pants.
Yeah.
Only use your powers
for sight. I shit your pants.
No.
Oops, I grabbed my pants.
Someone must have shit your pants.
I will say that's all I have on my end. However, I did want to note in 10 minutes, we're going to just pause the episode for a second and we're going to run that giveaway. Because it's almost 9 o'clock.
Do you just want to hit the pause button right now?
Do it after your section. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that was really all I had. So we can run it now.
Okay, cool. If you press and hold.
Cool.
Welcome back.
Why was that?
There it is. How you say American bird scooter?
How do you say American bird scooter?
How do you say bird scooter in American?
Bird scooter.
I don't know. How do you say money in Australia?
It's Australian for money.
Gotcha.
Wow. What a cut in.
Instead.
I just want to shout out Dushan Mandic for winning the giveaway again as well. I'm glad if you didn't hear it happen if you're listening to this episode, but Dushan Mandic won a $50 gift card to Ghoulish Mortals. They are the sponsor of this giveaway and episode. Yeah.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna actually throw up.
Is it the real serious tone that I'm taking? Yeah. What did I miss?
Dude, I don't know. I'm just, this is 13 hours of like doing this. This is insane.
For me, it was like I was looking at Matt. I'm just like, "Wow, he's transitioned in," and then we're just having a conversation. I just heard Doug in the background, just very just to the letter, just and thank you, Dushan Mandic.
I can't. Oh my fucking god! Okay,
god.
We're not even drunk.
No, I feel fucking drunk though.
I do too.
Okay, where the fuck were we? Wowie zowie and all that.
It's your time to talk.
Is it?
Also, the episode.
No, it's my time
on,
to talk.
The episode's on ephemeral
sensations. Ephemeral sensations. Life so hard. What?
Carry on.
Please tell me we haven't been recording this entire time or something. Is it backwards? It's backwards, isn't it? I swear to God.
Hey, whatever, dog.
Hey, whatever, dude.
No wonder I was having such a fucking hard time with your audio.
He's like over here like fucking like...
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my god.
He's sliding knobs and turning keys over here like it's a fucking madman.
I was so confused.
That's why I'm so fucking confused.
Of course. Okay. Holy shit.
Wowie zowie, y'all.
Wowie zowie.
Who's next?
I.
You can't ask such hard questions.
Who
I
up now?
Have notes. I think Matt's supposed to talk.
Now. Yeah, I am. I didn't spell that right.
Okay.
All right. Get serious. Wow. He's owing. So, what Doug was talking about last time was the videos that he found about the research that was going on in the facility. And he mentioned a couple of individuals in those videos. And so I wanted to find more information about the people that were mentioned in Doug's videos. And so the first one of those was Paul Fish that Doug mentioned. And it's not easy to find a lot of information about him. So I went digging on the internet, and the only thing I was actually able to find was some video files on archive.org that, like, they're not on a web page or anything. They're just video files that look like they've been ripped from, like, a tape or something that were just uploaded to the archive.
Oh.
And they're interviews with a couple of doctors that work for Ephemeral Sensations or worked for Ephemeral Sensations. And so the first one is an interview with Paul Fish, and he goes into
fish.
And so he goes into why.
What do you call a fish without the eye?
Fish without eyes. It's a fish without eyes. What do you call?
Why
fish?
Didn't Bigfoot do very well?
Oh my god! Okay.
Right. Back on track.
He just couldn't focus. Got it.
Much
right.
Like us.
Anyway,
much
like this is an interview with
he
Paul
wasn't very
Fish,
good at school.
And he goes into the reason why he started Ephemeral Sensations. And basically what I swear to fucking God, basically what he talks about is he was a neural like surgeon and a doctor, basically, who specializes and the human nervous system. And I'm going to kill you.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying so hard. Okay.
I'm trying hard too, man.
Quick, no, I need more meth.
I'm just failing.
Oh, my God. Anyhow, so the reason that he started ephemeral sensations was he started developing this neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it's a syndrome that you develop that basically causes weakness in your muscles, and like you start getting tingly sensations and stuff like that. Now, essentially what it is it's just like your nervous system degrading, and you start losing control of like your extremities and things like that. And so he really wanted to find a solution and like utilize his background to try to come up with some sort of treatment for his condition. So he started ephemeral sensation with the idea of trying to reconstruct the nervous system and do research on his condition and try to fix what was going on to him and or what was going on with him. And so he eventually gets the help of a Dr. Andrea Rossi. And this Dr. Rossi is actually a specialist in what Doug mentioned earlier, which is like fungal shit, essentially. And what Dr. Rossi was able to figure out was that like the way that fungi connect to each other. I don't know if you've ever seen the way mushrooms are like rooted into the ground and shit, but it's basically like a gigantic nervous system.
Yeah, it's a huge network of like all these spores and shit like touching each other.
And so Dr. Rossi talks about how a lot of the ways that these funguses talk to each other through this network actually really replicates the way that the human nervous system talks to itself. And so they started collecting samples of these funguses and doing what Doug mentioned, which is basically combining these cells with amputated body parts and figuring out that they can kind of reanimate the body parts. And so through being able to reanimate these body parts, they think that they can essentially fix people who have problems with their extremities that are caused by neurological issues. And that's kind of the, like the bread and butter of what ephemeral sensations does. But the interviews are pretty short, and that's kind of like the end of that interview. But the only other file that I was able to find on this was actually a third interview from Dr. Rossi. And it's kind of vague, but it goes into like this oopsie that they had at the laboratory, which it kind of seems like might have something to do with what Doug was talking about, where patients were like being able to connect to each other's body parts and shit. And essentially what happened was they accidentally released these spores that were like a combination of these funguses and human DNA into the like the air in the facility. And that stuff started like getting into all the patients' bodies and creating like these weird pathways between not only amputated limbs, but like from one patient to another. But it doesn't really go much into what the consequences of this were. It's like the interview is very panicked and like kind of cut short. It seems like these have just been chopped out of like a larger piece of a documentary.
Oh, gotcha.
And then re-uploaded here on archive.org for some reason. But I can't actually find any more information about what documentary this came from or who actually did the interviews or anything like that.
It's just like these. It's funny because like it seems like all the documents that I was able to find or any videos, like there's no trace to like an original ever. Right. Like it's like a picture of a video or like a picture of a printed document or like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's like no like
chunk cut out.
Right.
Like this random thing.
And there's no catalog of this shit somewhere where like somebody has been like, hey, here's all the things that we know about this.
It's like, nobody's really even talking about it online, which is the kind of the weird part. A is why we're talking about it now, but like B, it's just like, I don't know, it's strange because usually we can like I feel like we're getting all this information, but it's like almost like circling itself, if that makes sense. Like we're getting the like puzzle pieces in just like a circle here. Like I don't know, it's just kind of strange.
All the squares make a circle.
All circles
all
make
these,
a triangle.
All these squares make a circle.
Did you know that all other shapes can fit inside a triangle?
Like all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that any shape can go inside another shape if you just push hard enough?
Or if you make it smaller?
Or if you use enough lubricant?
And
then push hard enough.
And then push hard enough.
But anyway, that's kind of like all the information that we have on the key players that like set up this organization.
It doesn't sound like it's like a... I don't know, if it is, I could be 100% wrong, but it just doesn't sound like it's like an established
thing. You know what I mean? Especially right. with all these little pieces.
Seems very experimental.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I, is this from the videos? Actually, this is a good question. What did it look like? It was like highly funded. Like it looked like it had like a bunch of shit at like labs.
And no, like, and that's the thing is like, it's these interviews weren't conducted obviously in like a really high tech facility. It's like, it's just like cinder block rooms. Oh. It's not like dungeony.
Right.
But it's like, kind of it could be like your local middle school.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's not like what you would expect, like high tech, like sleek metal walls and shit like that with this sort of research. If this is like a real thing, like you would think that you would have heard about this for sure. Like reanimating people's limbs.
Well, I mean, it just sounds like a fucking, like a miracle thing.
Right.
Like it's weird to read about like this, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know. Jason, do you have some information about more of like the methodologies and stuff that they use in this lab?
So ephemeral sensations, again, headed by Dr. Rossi and Dr. Fish.
Dr.
Fish. They're this, I guess we'll call it experimental like gene therapy or introduction of like fungus into the human nervous system, which is a weird fucking thing to say. It essentially works by taking like same concept that Matt was talking about with the like all the mushrooms in the forest and how all their root system is connected. Essentially what this would do is if you were to take a portion, like if you were to sever that root system, part of that system no longer can talk to the other part, right? What this is going to do is it's going to take these fungal spores that they've been working, researching, and it's going to essentially try to bridge that gap and create like a neural bridge between like working tissue and then the amputated tissue.
It's regrowing neurons.
Right. Essentially, yeah. It's regrowing neurons. It's reinforcing the myelin sheath so it can actually talk to the human body again.
It's basically stem cells, but without having to use stem cells.
Yeah. Right. And it's not even using like human cells. And that's that's creepy. That's super creepy to me. Yeah. Like,
checkmate, conservatives.
Yeah. Explain that one. Yeah, right. So this works essentially by cross-germinating this fungi to help stimulate the nervous response.
My brain is vegan.
What?
My brain is vegan. If you replace it, your neurons. Oh, fuck it.
If you replace your meat with plant.
Oh, God.
Is it coconut?
As meat.
Discussion. Yeah.
All right.
Was that today?
That was today.
Yeah.
God. So
a lot of this shit's not gonna make any fucking sense if you didn't watch the Ludithon.
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of inside jokes that are just like.
Phew. Yeah. We'll try to keep them brief for the people who
won't join us.
Okay. Doug won't.
We're gonna go real deep into it.
So like I said, this is essentially introducing a foreign fungal parasite infection into like purposefully into the human nervous system, and
I assume they'd have to do like anti-rejection meds or something.
See, they didn't really go into that, but that's kind of where my brain went. Like any transplant recipient, you need anti-rejection meds and you need to be on them for like years.
I assume if your body's just riddled with like fungal spores, it's going to be like, ah,
fuck. Like your immune system's going to kick
in. I'm a mushroom.
You're basically your body's going to eat itself alive. And that's, that's what I think would happen. But for some reason, they found a way to seamlessly integrate this into the human body. And so that actually explains some of the things that you guys have been talking about. Like you feeling other people's limbs, especially like Matt. That said, if the spores had gotten like into the ventilation system and kind of like mixed and crossed or whatever, that might explain why people feel different things and that. But again, I don't understand the science. Like I get the basics and I get the end result, but like that middle step is just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Total tangent, but I was listening to an episode of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries this week.
Okay.
Which is, like, if you ever watch Mr. Ballin on YouTube, he tells like horror stories and stuff, but he has a podcast that's like just medical mysteries and like horror stories and stuff. And he was talking about this plant, like this pig plant, where they were like slaughtering pigs. And part of the process was basically like using an air gun to liquefy pig brains and like drain the brain and sell the matter.
I think
when they were doing that, they release like all that shit into the air, basically pig brain particles just like into the air.
Oh yeah.
And a bunch of people got really sick because they breathed it in and then their body got confused between what was pig and what was human and started attacking it. So super crazy.
Holy fuck.
But that's like kind of the thing.
But yeah, that's your immune system going, that's a foreign substance.
I bet they use the thing from No Country for Old Men where the guy's just like air blasting.
Or Stranger Things.
Nail gun?
No, it's like a
state gun.
It's like, yeah, it like.
It's for killing livestock.
Air and it just goes.
Yeah, it shoots this metal spike out.
Just like,
it's instant death for the animal, just apparently.
Like that. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like
Neat.
That.
This kills the crab.
If you guys wanted to know how pigs get killed,
yeah,
subscribe to our Patreon.
Oof.
That's all we talk about. Really tall podcast.
So, it's all podcast.
Oh my God, I fucking forgot about that. Holy fuck. Maybe we should start that.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't we think about
that? Yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah, what are we doing? Jesus.
Scrap it. Scrap it.
All right, we're done here. Okay, so they've bridged this gap. They've essentially caused your body to reconnect to the limb that's been amputated, and now it can feel things. It starts to regrow the way to move it around. This breakthrough, honestly, it's got a lot of like ways to use it, and that explains the virtual reality. Like if you can interface with something with a Wi-Fi signal, like if you can integrate this to a human nervous system, and you can also integrate it into like electronics somehow,
it's human Bluetooth.
Literally, you could plug yourself into something and be able to like feel anything you want. And that reminds me so much of those fucking the sleep beds from, remember the ones they'd get in the beds and they'd shit and themselves then, forever.
And they'd like kind of fuse into the thing.
Yeah, they would fuse into.
Fuck, what was that called?
What episode was that? That was so long ago.
That was so long ago.
It was like
ago.
The hygiene beds or the like.
That was Mother this. Horse Eyes.
Yeah,
that was Mother Horse Eyes. Nice. Hell yeah. Okay. But
Laughing that, Horse? Orsifices.
Orsifice.
But that's kind of one of the things they want to try and do with this. And that's their whole research leads up to this breakthrough that essentially, I'm guessing that Dr. Fish was excited about that.
Fichet.
I keep fucking it up.
You know what I was thinking about? And I didn't find this anywhere. This just like kind of came to my head. But like, so they take the limbs, right? And then they inject the fungus into the body. But like, Do you think they like inject the fungus into the removed limb too, and then like could that fungus essentially like neurolink to the body since it's creating the phantom limb,
that
right?
Would
could
make
it
sense.
Just like regrow
like Wi-Fi
of the like could you clone a person from that, like could it,
like so if you
like would the fungus just be like
and so like if you had a head and you fucking like slapped this fucking fungus on the bottom like brick and mortar, you're saying maybe like a body comes out the bottom.
Well, it's got this neural link to right. The other body, so it knows what the other body
is. This just cell,
like,
huh? It might be.
It is just cell. It's Piccolo.
Never seen
that. Cybermen are going to start spreading.
Yeah.
We are Biomen.
Only watch Dragon Ball. Who let me
We are
that?
Cybermen. We are Biomen.
No, wait, I was saying that's Daleks. Just exterminate.
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 But yeah, so that's their kind of their breakthrough discovery is that holy shit, you can literally reconnect a limb to a human body. And this opens the doors for them to start reaching into virtual reality, into all these different applications. And I kind of think that this is where they get like noticed or funded or something. Because after this is kind of where their test results, their lab results, they all just kind of explode a little bit. It looks almost like they have more patients, they have more people to do this on. But that's, again, I'm not 100% on that. This is all just chunked information. But with that, that's honestly the most I could find. And then kind of, and a lot of that is just assumptions on my part based on how the human body works. Like,
yeah. And yeah, that makes sense.
We have to go off of the limited availability of information here, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really there wasn't much.
No,
there just wasn't much.
Yeah.
Like even the shit that I like sent to you guys was just piecemeal as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We're just kind of filling in the blanks, but
this is definitely one of the more niche topics we've ever covered because this is just like scattered bullshit on the internet. Mm-hmm. So like another thing with no ending.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. That's a very, you know,
because usually when we do a topic like this and it seems like, you know, like we're questioning whether it's real or fake.
Yeah.
You know, like there's at least some kind of like cutoff where you're like,
this can't be fucking real.
It's going into like weird story territory. So it's right. Gotta be fake or something. But right. This one just like there's just nothing left.
Or there's intentional horror elements.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like
so far, this has been kind of clinical.
Right. Yeah.
Like
this is literally just an explanation of a thing. I mean, I guess there's like this oopsie in the lab where things are people are talking to each other.
The interview where the dude gets an uncontrollable erection, assumedly.
Right. Well, there is more of that because there is a document that is linked in another document that Mike had found that I took a look at. And this one is just about side effects, like potential side effects of this sort of therapy.
PP explosion.
Yeah, well, okay. So, let's get into that, actually. So, apparently there's a list of intended uses for the methods that they eventually come up with. And, you know, let's just get to the good one right off the bat, which is limb transfer, which is the most obvious. Like, basically, if you can reanimate limbs and you can get them to talk to each other and talk to people, you can reattach them, right? And
yeah.
And be able to control them. Well, clone a cock, essentially, is one of the most prominent things that this gets used for, as was apparent
bone.
by Mike's commercial that he found. But there are some listed symptoms, including frequent and sudden ejaculation during orgasm due to overstimulation of the new penis. The penis may start to resemble a collection of sausages, due to multiple cells being used in its creation. So I guess that it starts
like a bundle of fucking
right, like the
dick?
cells start multiplying so much, I guess, that it like
is
becomes
it like
just
super
a mass.
Cock?
Yeah, a
like
bundle
a
of sausages,
cock.
Apparently. A heightened sense of smell. A heightened sense of smell is another one.
Right.
New penises are known to emit an unusual odor that is often described as fishy or sulfurous.
New car smell.
Sulfur. Yeah. Egg.
New car smell. Yo.
Demon penis.
Demon penis.
Increased sensitivity in the hands and feet due to the transfer of nerve endings from other parts of the body during cloning. So basically, this kind of seems like when the process is being done and they're reattaching the penis or whatever that. Those nerve endings and like fungal shit starts spreading to other parts of the body and like basically increases the amount of nerve endings that you have in certain parts of your body, or at least the neural activity, and it increases sensitivity in other parts of your body that aren't necessarily intended. The sudden growth of a second set of eyebrows on the forehead as a result of additional skin cells being used in the cloning process. So I guess this is basically, I don't know why it's eyebrows. Specifically, I guess just extra hair growth.
Think of the fucking maneuvers you could do. You'd be like,
oh my god,
right.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. How suggestive I could be.
Yeah,
just like super long eyebrows, like double rows, fucking pinstripes.
Yeah,
fucking racing stripes on my forehead.
Sorry, go ahead, Matt.
Then, like, we get into a more reasonable, just general repairing organs. Some of the unintended consequences of these are the patient's hair begins to turn green overnight due to a mutation in a gene involved with pigment production. A patient suddenly developing an intense fear of clowns as a result of the modification of a circadian rhythm regulator. Don't know. The patient starts speaking in a Scottish accent due to a genetic alteration affecting language processing. So I've actually heard of something like this happening.
God,
where like people get brain damage and they wake up and they just have like a German accent, or something like that.
I've heard of that. I don't know, it's not like a it's not specific like this,
right?
I mean, maybe this is the same.
Yeah, I don't know why specifically. Maybe it's just something that sounds Scottish.
Maybe it's trending Scottish.
Trending Scottish for sure. The patient developing an uncontrollable urge to sing show tunes at all hours of the day and night due to a mutation in the dopamine receptor gene. The patient suddenly becoming afraid of heights after a genetic modification affecting balance. The patient starting to exhibit signs of kleptomania as a result of changes in the brain reward system regulating dopamine. So I guess it just starts suddenly rewarding people for stealing things.
So now, if you were rewarded for like helping somebody before, now you're rewarded if you do steal shit?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The patient developing an uncontrollable urge to lick objects such as walls and floors due to a mutation in a gene involved in social behavior.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
My child does this. She licks doorknobs and hinges.
Have you had any part of your baby reattached lately?
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 What's the time frame on lately?
I mean, it's a fairly new baby. I mean,
fairly new. Going on a year now.
Is the warranty up yet?
Oh, almost. I still got a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be good. Just return it. then we have some advertised uses of things that you can do to improve yourself and different experiences that you can have. So basically, since they can clone different parts of the body, they're starting to just like reproduce parts of specific people. So run on your favorite athlete's legs is an advertised benefit of this procedure. But some of the accidental side like effects are when you sit down to watch. Yeah, exactly.
That's the one I'd pick.
And that might be what causes this. When you sit down to watch TV, you'll suddenly feel the urge to sprint and jump like a professional basketball player, or you won't be able to avoid the urge to do a high five every time somebody says, awesome,
cool.
Yowza. Exactly. Yowza. General side effects include your new body parts may not get along with other of your original body parts, leading to physical clashes. For example, if you replace your right hand with a left-handed person's hand, it could lead to friction between the two hands, causing them to argue over which hand is dominant.
Do they like argue like not me?
I think it's just a sense.
If I went to go adjust this with my dominant hand, I'd be like,
wait, no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think their hands are physically arguing. I think it's just your brain.
I prefer
arguing.
We've seen Evil Dead 2 here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where his hand becomes evil.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining in my brain.
And then we have more limb augmentations, which are basically just like giving yourself superpowers. So X-ray vision is an option. Unintended consequences. You might get sunburn easily since your eyes are more sensitive to UV light. People who don't have X-ray vision may see you as a glowing blob. Your clothes might turn transparent when hit by X-rays, which could be embarrassing in certain situations.
I like that these guys are jokesters.
They're
a little stinkers.
See, this document wasn't actually in a document that's branded like by the ability. It's just, I don't know if this is just somebody having a goof.
It definitely sounds like somebody
having a goof.
I didn't like people seeing this and just going like, this would be funny.
Yeah, this is pretty funny.
Yeah, I have to imagine somebody stumbled across the same things we stumbled upon.
Jerk off hands.
And just made this list of things. Replacing your guns.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
Replacing your hands with guns is another option.
Yo.
Whoa.
Your body,
sign me up.
Yeah. Your body temperature may increase to the point where you start sweating bullets. You'll have a constant need to fire weapons at everything
sweating
around you.
Sweating bullets!
Hello,
me, it's
getting
me
into Chainsaw Man territory.
Yeah, and
100%.
Reinforcing your skeleton, you may develop an obsession with eating bones.
What are you saying, Mike?
That was a mega death reference.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
To say just one more time, you gotta put the jorts
down the rabbit.
Gotta put the jorts on the rabbit.
Yeah,
sure.
Make some rabbit. Gorgomon.
Gotta
do it.
You may develop a strange attraction towards bones and skeletons, which can be interpreted as a fascination with death and mortality, but can cause unease among friends and family. And then there's like what Jason was talking about with like VR, basically, where you can experience things outside of your body by having like a Wi-Fi connection to other things. Mm. And the only unintended consequence of that they have listed is never returning to your body, which sounds like probably good enough reason to not
shut that shit the fuck down.
So again, this is just in a text document with no branding or no like official. It doesn't look very official. I don't know if this is just having a goof or if somebody wrote this or if it's part of the whole experience of whatever the fuck this is. But
whatever the hell this is,
whatever the fuck that was.
So that, oh yeah, so those were the alarm bells that kind of got rung. There was an incident, and that kind of is the reason why we don't have any of the information anymore. Essentially, what happened is after they found out that they could basically connect humans to their old limbs, humans to VR, like all of these applications, they pressed the fast forward.
Hold on, turning
button.
My Bluetooth on.
Yeah,
Bluetooth
volume. Okay.
Hey, Alexa, call mom.
Skip that one.
I really hope nobody's iPhone or anything that's called their mother.
Voice
that. So something happened in one of the labs, and One of the things, another one of the unintended side effects that actually led to the release of this fungus was they did not account for the fact that when they designed a fungus to interpret and transmit like signals from the internet, electrical signals to the human body, they essentially gave a fungus the ability to transmit itself through electrical conduits. So now that they have this thing hooked up to VR and you can connect basically by Bluetooth and it sends you signals that you're perceiving in your brain from the internet, now this thing has traveled through essentially like the wiring of the building and it's spread outside the containment center. And then from there, it started spreading outside the building. And once it got outside the building, well, now it's in, it's just fucking everywhere. It's a fungus. And so this is kind of when we start seeing a lot of these things.
So that, fucked up.
This is where we start seeing a lot of these, like, these random things like, what the fuck's going on? Like, this is weird. Why is this happening?
This is weird.
What is this doing?
Why is this so weird?
That?
Yeah.
That's where all of these things come from.
Why is it continuing to be even weirder?
Yeah.
Where am I growing new eyebrows?
Why do I have a fourth set?
And a fifth.
Spoilers. That shit happened in the first 5 minutes, bro.
So from kind of one thing that I have gleaned is that during a, it was actually one of the lab notes. I'm assuming it's one of the ones that you had looked through.
What part?
Oh, hold on. Where is it?
I can pull mine. I'll pull it up real quick.
I got it. Oh, no. I've just got the whole thing. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. So this is actually from a, this is after Dr. Rossi and Dr. Fiche, got some staff. And this was from Dr. Emily Patel. A lot of this is redacted. There's nothing about dates or anything like that. A lot of it's kind of illegible. It looks kind of to be like a handwritten memo, and it's introduces herself. And then she starts talking about this experiment or this test that was run. There were three healthy adult volunteers identified as subjects A, B, and C, and they were selected based on their willingness to participate and their compatibility with the gene modification protocol. At this point, we know that this has gone to like human trials, and if it hasn't, they're doing them anyway. They start testing, and they are able to basically link these people to the internet. They have this full experience in VR. They can feel sensations, they can smell smells, they can see things. However, when they tried to pull them out, it almost like was like resistant, and it kept them for a second, and then they basically pulled the plug. Well, when they pulled the plug, that shut off the restraint for this fungal connection device, and it literally said, okay, cool, I'm just going to take over. That's how it got into the system, outside the building, and essentially, there is...
This is the plot of Resident Evil.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's any basically outbreak movie, I guess.
Yeah. Less conduits.
Okay.
Need more Vespene gas.
One of the things I did find that I think came from this specific thing was this, it was a social media interaction, and it was about this girl talking, basically just asking for help. Like, she's like, I don't know what's going on. There's mushrooms in my
brain.
Behind my face. On the back of my face.
I feel someone else's ass. On my front. Well,
She starts describing like she has this weird, like, itchy, scratchy feeling, like, on her head. And it's almost like she almost feels like someone's moving her hair, but, like, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel normal. And she goes on to say, like, how she got a haircut, like, not too long ago. And, like, ever since, like, she got this haircut, she started, like, her hair almost started feeling weird. She goes on to say, like, it's almost like somebody is touching parts of my hair that aren't attached to me anymore. And so that's strange to me because it's hair's dead. Like, that ain't supposed to be feeling anything.
Yeah.
Which means the human body knows where that hair is and is projecting, like, the feeling for it.
Or they're like, okay, that's interesting.
So, like, if you go get your haircut at the salon and they start sweeping it up, you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like,
oh.
Get the brush off my head.
Or if you shave
and
this goes down the sink,
you'd feel
tumbling through.
Like, oh. Would you just like, there. Would your consciousness or feeling just like constantly expand throughout the world as like particles of
you? Is this how hive minds start?
Ugh.
Oh, fuck.
I can feel myself in China right now.
Floating in the Red Sea.
There was another one I found as well. It was a pretty short one. It was the same kind of content matter, but it was for fingernails instead. So the weird part about this is that almost like it's letting you feel dead things instead of just things that have been cut off. And that's super fucking strange. And I'm not okay with that.
Where the fuck am I?
You back?
Yeah, I figured I'd just throw that in there.
Yeah,
good measure, you know?
Rebooting. Again, that's piecemeal.
Wow. Nope.
What?
Why was that?
Red Sea is not even close to China.
Yeah, that didn't seem right to me.
What is happening over here? where do Red Sea?
Collectively stopped listening to you.
That's fine.
It's fine. Same thing happened to me, too. It's all good.
I get it.
Yeah.
We're on ADD 13 hours. Time. Yeah.
But honestly, I think that's just about everything that I could actually find on this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys found anymore.
The man whose penis blew up.
Yeah.
Take him to the penis explosion chamber.
So now I'm starting to think maybe he got too much fungi in his cock.
That's not fun.
That's not fun, guy. Yeah. I think this is the first one in a long time that we can very safely do a real or fake.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Hundo P. Right.
And there's no Discord latency,
yeah.
So we can do it on account.
We can.
Perfect timing.
On go.
You've already introduced a new
one. One, go, three, two.
Fake.
Go.
What?
Three.
You said go second, right?
Go. What? Three.
Three.
One. Go.
Go.
Real.
Go. Real.
Real. I kind of think it's fake.
Okay. Why?
I think that this is absolutely okay, actually, let me revise that. I think this is more of a hybrid.
Okay.
I think somebody found some real information or some real logs about something that was happening.
And doctored it to make it look like more than it actually was.
At least with some of it, especially the some of the stuff you were talking about. But
the side effects can't be real.
Was the Dr. Patel, I meant to ask this,
Emily Patel?
Yeah, was she a whistleblower technically?
I also think she was the doctor from my commercials, the lady in the lab coat.
I'm a doctor.
Already that.
All I had to say.
Dog's on fire tonight, guys.
I don't think
full one-liners.
I don't think she is a whistleblower because in her like log for it, it says that further research is recommended.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure she was a part of that because in my section it mentioned whistleblowers, but only ever found the one.
Okay,
so the Dr. Reed or whatever her name was.
I mean, it could, again, lost to the internet. It could just be somebody trying to fluff it up. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I actually said real for the same reason that you said fake.
Okay.
I'm on the other side of it. Like, I think there are more elements to this that are real than are fake.
Yeah.
Because, like I think the list of symptoms is fake, obviously.
Yeah,
because they're funny. Like,
they're fucking hilarious.
Right, yeah. No, God's not that funny.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't have that sense.
God ain't cool like that.
Right. So there's no way all that stuff happened and laid itself out in such a humorous way. But I do think that because there seems like there's some validity and there's too much of a budget for the videos for them to just have been made by some random person just making like an analog horror or something like
that. Yeah, so they would have had to have the copyright for Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's the piece of the puzzle that Mike's like, no.
Yeah, no, this is where I got you. But I also think they found like some real footage that had some of this information in it and then either doctored some documents or just totally made up some surrounding information and like put it out there to either create.
It's a psyop.
I don't know if they're creating an ARG, if it was just a fun project to see if anybody noticed.
I didn't really consider
like but I think the core information is real. Like,
yeah,
it's maybe something fake that's built on top of a lot of real
stuff. Material.
That's fair. I could get behind that. Honestly,
it's the clinical, like the clinicality of it. Like, this is how this works, and this is how this does this, and like it just like it tells you, albeit in giant fucking medical terms, but
yeah. Doug,
whoa,
reasoning.
I don't know. I'm torn. So I guess after hearing your kind of explanation, I kind of feel like I might be on the same side with you now because it seems more feasible that The symptoms are very fake for right. sure. Yeah. Like, there's no getting around that.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
But
only Megadeth can slip.
I think the science behind it is real. I don't know if the story is real, but I think the science behind it is real, and I think that gives it enough validity in my mind to be like, there's something to this at some point, right?
Yeah. Mushrooms are scary, man.
I would love to have Bluetooth in my nips, but...
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. The fungus are fucking terrifying. Have you heard of the, like, the zombie fungus that takes over tarantulas?
Yeah, and, like
kills it and uses it to move?
That shit's creepy.
Yeah. There's also like a fungus-based zombie dust that they, in Haiti a while ago, they use it in Russia too at some point and essentially they blow it in your face and you lose all ability to think, reason, or do anything. You're like in a comatose state and you can receive orders and that's about it.
Not a fun time.
Not at all. And there was a guy that was doing this to like hundreds, or not hundreds, but it was like a
Matt
dozen
was one of them.
Creating a zombie army.
Yeah. Yep.
Matt knows from experience.
He was one of the zombies.
He still is my still zombie.
Did I say that? So
Michael.
Oh, I'm real because the Everybody Loves Raymond bit.
Okay. You want to explain?
Nope. Okay.
No, I don't want to explain Raymond.
No, I mean you covered it. I don't have anything else to say other than what you said.
And this plus totally is fine.
And plus Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a real.
I think we need to hit up Ray.
This is actually just
Deborah. They found my fungus experiment.
Deborah.
Okay. Well,
we did it.
Plug us out.
Yeah, mummy dust. That's
yeah.
Diluti.com.
Mummy dust.
Find us on socials.
Dilutithon. It's right now.
Dilutithon.
As we're recording.
So just go to all our socials. We're either at Dilutipod or at Don't Look on the Internet.
Actually, when we release this, Dilutithon will be over, but the video will still be on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you should, there's going to be 24 hours of footage for you to.
Ingest.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Do whatever you want with it. Just don't tell me about it.
Exactly.
buymeacoffee.com/dilutipod.
Dilutipod.com/dilutipod.
Yep.
Google.com/mambo5.
Yeah.
Dot bega.
If anybody picks this episode to get like their, like, where do I find these guys at? They're going to have a bad time.
Dilutipod.com. There you go. Gmail, dilutipod@gmail.com.
Dilutipod.
Phone number 630-909-9366. Text it. We text back. Leave voicemail. We play it on show. Ghoulish Mortals.
I play it on show. Jason
you play
doesn't.
It on show.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah. Ghoulish Mortals is a
so
thing.
Sorry.
To do what?
To put the
you shop with them. And Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy is a thing. Buys photos and
listen
his,
to the viscosity
his
of
graphic
his
art.
Voice. Is that the right word?
No, but it'll work.
I'm tired. This has been
velocity.
Walter Cronkite with Channel 7 News, and I'm logging off. Matt,
I'm
you guys
Takanawa. And
let's get it on.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
What do you got?
I'm Trisha talking now.
Okay. Doug, what do you got for the people, beautiful people?
I don't think I've properly said slap your peens and beans on stream yet in almost 14 hours.
My tongue hurts.
Yeah. Is that a thing from talking too much?
It's probably from all the hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, slap your peens and beans together. Do it for 24 hours straight.
Jason?
As always, stay paranoid. Stay the fuck away from mushrooms.
No. Do mushrooms.
Yeah. Only the ones you find under.
They have great benefits. Microdose that shit. Become happy.
Actually, yeah.
Be happy again.
Better company.
For the first time in decades, be happy again.
Be happy.
That was Jada's question earlier. His doc. Dr. Jason, he wanted to know.
And that's what I said. I said it's, and that's the fun part. And then I paused.
Cool. Right. Yeah. We got there eventually.
Backed it up and fucking sent it.
Bye.
This is medical advice.
Bye, everybody. Have a beautiful day.
We love you, I think.
We're tired. We love you. We love you.
You love
I love you. Good night. I love you. I love you.
O'Reilly's.
Good night.